A man who viciously stabbed a family's miniature pony 41 times has been jailed for 2.5 years after what the sentencing judge described as a cruel and barbaric attack. Reginald Ozane, who initially denied killing the pony, even visited Starr's home to protest his innocence in the months leading up to his arrest. Starr's owner, Mandy Bullock, told the Dunedin District Court the family lived in fear for months, and her son even slept with a baseball bat by his bed, fearing the person who killed their beloved pet would return. Louise Tanous and Tim Brown report.
Just over a year later, and finally some justice for Starr. What was supposed to be a normal summer's evening for the Bullock family last February took a turn when their miniature pony died after he was fatally stabbed 41 times with a sharp instrument as he stood tethered to a fence. Reading her victim impact statement today in court, Starr's owner Mandy Bullock said her family's whole life was turned upside down that day.
My heart aches for the pain and the horror of what little Starr experienced. At the time, we held on to the belief that he was going to pull through and consequently lost it with grief when he died.
Today, Reginald Ozane was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for what Judge Michael Crosby described as a cruel, if not barbaric, attack. The court heard the 50-year-old had consumed a bottle of homebrew whiskey on the night of the attack. Mandy Bullock, a mother of three young children, told the court the incident had had a major effect not only on her family, but on the entire Waitati community who spent months living on edge.
I was stressed and anxious with headaches, nosebleeds, nausea, shakes and ongoing nightmares. The hardest part at the time, it was the time it took to get an arrest. 4.5 months of not knowing.
Mandy Bullock told the court Ozane, who lived just a stone's throw away from her home at the time, even visited her home before his arrest to deny any wrongdoing.
He played the victim. He alleged physical attacks. He called a meeting where he invited us to confront him at the public library. And to coincide with the search warrant, he went to the media again to say it wasn't him.
She told the court Starr was a beloved pet the family had owned since he was a foal, who even came inside the house, and she felt like the family had placed him in the path of a monster.
My 3-year-old daughter will still not stop talking about it. She walks around saying, "My little pony died." My oldest daughter was the most affected because she fully grasped everything that happened. My son slept with a baseball bat beside his bed. My 3-year-old daughter will still not stop talking about it. She walks around saying, "My little pony died."
Detective Chris Henderson said it was a relief to be able to close the case.
It took a long time to actually get to the finale, really. And we're just really pleased for the family and very pleased for the community as well. And they can now put their life back together.
Speaking outside court this afternoon, supported by family and friends, Mandy Bullock said she was disappointed in Ozane's sentence and wished it was 5 years. She wants to see some change to New Zealand's animal cruelty laws in Starr's memory.
I honestly think, what would it take to get the maximum sentence? I mean, this is so brutal and horrific, and nothing compares to this. There was nothing else to go by for us. We really wanted him to get the maximum.
The SPCA CEO, Andrea Midgen, says this case is the worst they've seen.
We're absolutely horrified at the violence that was committed against that animal, and the sheer number of times that poor horse was stabbed is just so shocking and so deliberate. It's just unfathomable.
Andrea Midgen says to minimise animal cruelty, they need people to speak up.
It's really, really important that if you see or hear anything that you have a concern about, that you actually lay a complaint so that we can investigate and make sure that we can keep the animals safe and actually keep the people away from harm as well.
Ozane is technically eligible for parole, having already served 1/3 of his sentence. He has also been disqualified from owning any animals for up to 10 years. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Louise Tanuth aho.